This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining us. Count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I would like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, we bow before you. We thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for loving us and being good to us. We ask you today, Father, Lord, to just have your will and your way during this time. Bless each and every listener that's joined us. I pray today, Father, Lord, that we'd just be able to hear thy voice and follow after thee today. Lord, I come before you once again. Thank you for each and every listener. I ask you, Lord, to bless them for Jesus' sake. We'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. We'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, as well as the one in Romania. And then if you would, please remember our missionaries in Romania and Bulgaria. This is a very busy time for them. And then they've got some other things going on also. They're working on a building down in Romania, a church house, as well as trying to rebuild a building that they've used for many years in Bulgaria. It's used for the Bible printing and the Coats for Kid ministry and many things. But over the last little bit, we had a roof that fell in, and they're trying to rebuild all of that and as well as take care of the churches and go to meetings and evangelize those countries. And so if you would please continue to pray for that, that they would have the strength. And then there's always that financial need that comes along with those things. And there is just like over yonder, like it is here, building supplies, materials, they're costly right now. So I think it's going to cost somewhere around at least about $5,000 to finish up one that we are working on in Romania. And I'm going to say probably $10,000 to $15,000 more for the one in Bulgaria. Now, that's just a rough guess, my guess, not theirs. As far as the one on Bulgaria, it's a little different situation, a little bit bigger building and things that need to be finished that never was finished. And so anyway, if you would, please remember these things. Pray for us that the Lord supply this need. We'd greatly appreciate it. If you would, as I said, remember the children's homes, the feeding centers, and each and every missionary that's on the fields, those in the Ukraine, and we'd greatly appreciate all of your prayers and the support that you've given down through these many years. And we're just looking to the Lord to continue it on. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and give you our mailing addresses. I'll give it to you now, as well as that the end of the broadcast. But I would like to give you our mailing addresses. If you'd like to write us this week, you can write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission at Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church. We trust it'll be a blessing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved us. Through many days. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
I appreciate the grace of God. One day it'll be over. One day there won't be no more grace on this earth. One day there won't be no more mercy. And one day there won't be anything else that you can look to. I want to preach this morning in Revelation chapter 6, and that's not what I wanted to do, but that ain't got nothing to do with it. I just got to do what I feel like. Last night, Ricky preached on hell is good. I thought before he started preaching, I thought of this scripture. Yesterday, all day, I thought of it. And I want you to pray. It's not easy to preach on the judgment of God. It ain't easy. It ain't easy to preach on a lot of things. But it's easy to preach on nothing. Most of the folks are doing that. You know, this little sermonette. I ain't got no outline, but I want to read about 8 verses of this 6th chapter. I don't know a thing about this. Before I start preaching, I want you to know. I don't know. I'm going to preach about these horses. There's 4 horses. They're all here. They're here now. Well, you said we ain't out of here. They're here. I don't care who you're at. Some of you are out of here. Your mind's not even here. You must have got raptured. Something happened to you. You ain't even got your mind on God. You ain't got your mind on sinners. You ain't got your mind on what you ought to have it on. This is what Jesus is doing. Now, he's opening the seals. I mean, he just opened the seals and letting them out. Boy, great God. This is bad when Jesus opens the seals. And the Bible said in the last of this chapter that for the great day of his wrath has come. Talking about Jesus. And who shall be able to stand? I mean, the wrath of God's already on us. We don't know that, but it is. If you're not saved from wrath, you're in it. If you're not saved, you're under the wrath of God. There ain't no way out. There ain't nobody can help you. I want you to pray this morning, as I've already stated once. I want you to pray. Pray God will help me to know what to say and what to do. And we had four or five got saved over the meeting. I don't know how many. And I appreciate it. Hell fought us all the way through it. Well, if you ever get anything done, he's going to be fighting all the way. Don't worry about it. But the devil ain't fighting you. You ain't doing nothing. Ain't going to get nothing done, or God ain't doing nothing around where you're at. And I saw when the Lamb had opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were a noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." Now you see the beast is saying, "Come and see." Jesus wanted you to come to him all his time, but the devil now, look what he's doing. And I saw and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. When he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And when they went out, another horse that was red, power was given to him that set upon him to take peace from the earth, and they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And behold, a black horse, he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice out of the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see that you hurt not the oil nor the wine. When he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sit on it was Death, and Hell followed him, and power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. That's reading 8 verses. I told you to start with, I don't know anything about these verses. I don't know what horse represents who. I used to know, see, but I forgot all that. I got it all out of my mind. I know the white horse is going out to conquer and to conquer. I mean, this to me, it's not Jesus. Now, he's the one opening the seals. And the rider that's on that horse is going out to conquer. And brother, we're being conquered in this world. I mean, he's going out to overcome this world. He's going out to take over this world. And if you don't think they're here, bless God, wait a minute. I mean, you say, well, we won't be here. We got out in chapter 4. You ain't going out nowhere till the Lord comes. And you're not going out in the book of Revelation. In fact, I don't think it's even written to us anyhow. That's the reason I don't understand. I could probably know about these horses if I knew what God had for Israel. But I want to tell you right now, he's telling them, this world's in a mess today. And son, it ain't going to get no better. Don't look around and think, well, if we could have revival, oh, if we could. But you see, the whole problem is we've rejected Jesus so long, rejected the truth so long, rejected the Spirit so long, till God has let somebody loose to conquer us. God can't conquer you, the devil will. He's going out conquering and to conquer. You say, well, it ain't so. This country's being taken, brother. I mean, this country's already gone down the drain. He could never get her back. I don't care if George Washington came back with all of his praying and all of his forces. He still couldn't do nothing to this outfit, because when they knew God, they didn't glorify God. Neither were they thankful, became vain imagination, foolish hearts darkened, professing to be wise, they became fools. We got more fools in America today than we've ever had since it's been here. We've got more fools in the world today than they've ever had. I mean, they're professing to be wise. They're stupid. They're fools according to the Word of God. Fools in his heart, there is no God. How many people do you reckon in the world, in America, or in the world today believes there's a God? I mean, a lot of them talks about God. I mean, all the Muslims believe there's a God, but they don't believe in the real God I'm talking about. And they don't believe in the God of mercy. They don't believe in the God of love. And they don't believe in the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And they just don't believe that God that I'm talking about is God. And they don't believe in the judgment of God like I believe it. Now he opened the second seal, and I heard the second beast say, come and see. There went out a red horse. I mean, I don't know nothing about this. Oh, I've heard them talk about it, and they said they say that that's Russia. I don't know who it is. Ain't more red than Russia. You better watch out. Who is red? You better find out, bless God. Listen, we got our eyes on somebody that might not be going to do anything. I mean, son, listen, the devil's turned loose all over this world. He can rise up anywhere. He's got power today. You say, well, he can't do nothing with us. I mean, I ain't talking about us. I'm talking about this world is going to hell. We need to wake up, find out the horses is here. I thought about preaching on the horses is coming, and God said, son, they're already here. Time to take peace from the earth. Now, where's any peace? Now, tell me if you know anything about where there's any peace in the world today. There's no peace in the home, no peace in the church. Every church I hear of is a splitting up and a splitting off and a raiding the devil. I mean, I just went over there in Newland. They told me about a bunch of churches over there that just run the preacher off. I mean, just the preacher's still there, but they've run him off. He's still in the parsonage, maybe. I tell you right now, it's scary to think, bless God, we're in a mess, and the horse is here, and the peace is gone from the earth. We're hollering, peace, peace, when there is no peace. There ain't no peace in this world. Are you telling me there's peace in the home? You're just talking to me. You better talk to somebody besides me. Because I've been dealing with this thing for 51 years, and I know the difference, honey. There ain't no peace. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. You know what this horse is doing? This rider has come to take peace from the earth. Oh, we say, boy, we're having peace now. We don't have war. We got wars all over the world. You don't know about it. They're warring and fighting and warring and fighting. It's going to get worse. We're just getting ready for a big one, no doubt, right now. I mean, we're hooking up with China, and they're saying, boy, we're going to try to be friends. Hey, you can't be friends with the devil. You can't be friends with somebody like China that's against God. I mean, don't care anything about God. Don't care anything about the Word of God, not the power of God. You better forget about that. And if you're trying to think that we're gonna hook up with China and China's going to be our friend, China ain't never going to be your friend. China's going to kill everybody they can. Every other country in this world is going to kill everybody they can. The Muslims already decided they want the whole world to be Muslim. And if you're not, they'll kill you. Now listen, the Bible said there went on another horse that was red. Power was given unto him that set thereon to take peace from the earth. Isn't that something? God's opening these seals up. Now, this has been sealed up, but God is deciding that I'm tired of folks trampling underfoot the Son of God, counting the blood of the covenant, where we this sanctified and unholy thing, doing despite of the Spirit of grace. I'm tired of that. I believe that God's patience runs out. I think He still loves you, but He don't put up with you forever. I know you're sitting there looking at me like, what in the name of God are you trying to say? I'm trying to say what God put on me to say. Amen. Amen. We preach love and joy and peace and happiness and shout it out till we ain't got sense enough to know that the judgment of God's right at the door of the churches and the homes in America. And if America goes down, and let me tell you one thing, son, it's going. I mean, Sir Rogers told me way back yonder that every week in Britain, every week over in that country, that they're selling the church or they're closing the church. And every week a Muslim or a Hindu temple goes into that church. Every week. Can you imagine? I got to thinking about that this morning. It won't be long till they'll be doing it here in America. I mean, son, listen, if you took their salaries away from them, took all the money and all the conveniences away from most of the preachers in America, there wouldn't be enough to bury you. They're out for that. We've made a business out of church. We've made a mockery out of God. We're laughing at God. We're making fun of God. There is no peace in our hearts, no peace in our soul, no peace in our mind in America, except those that are saved. I mean, we have peace with God. That's about the only one we got peace with. Amen. Nobody else wants to make peace with us. They're all upset at us. I mean, if you really get out here and tell it like it is. Now, let me go on. I got to hurry. I got two more horses to get out of here today. And you listen to this. And the Bible said, now this, they come to take peace from the earth. And they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. Are you listening? Do you know what? You say that's going to come later after we're gone. Let me tell you something. I've been reading in some of those books that they've been chopping heads off. They've been taking the sword and cutting off heads. Over in Sudan, a lot of other places, because they won't turn to the Muslim religion, and they've cut off head, cut off head, cut off head by the thousands, up in the millions. Amen. Brother, let me tell you something. You need to wake up. Bless God, don't sit there and think it ain't coming here. It's on its way. Amen. Amen. Them head choppers is on their way. And you know the first ones they're going to get? Is the fellas that are preaching the grace of God. That's right. Well, I wouldn't, if I was the devil, I wouldn't bother. I mean, if I had a man preaching for me, and he's a preaching righteousness, do better, do good, Jesus didn't do it all. I mean, that's what the devil wants you to preach. But the man that preaches Jesus done it all, it's all paid for, everything's finished, God done it all, it's all done. I mean, the devil's going to get you if he can. So you preachers better get ready for a head chopping. You say, well, that ain't going to come to surely. Well, honey, let me tell you, I mean, they're sitting and waiting right now, whetting their swords, getting ready to get a hold of your head. Honey, old Paul, he was no exception. You know what got Paul's head cut off? Preaching grace. I go to these places and hear these fellas say, but we've got to balance. They go to these camp meetings. We got to balance it out. Got to preach works of a night, grace of a morning. Forget about it. It's either all God, all grace, all good, or you're going to hell. You're blaspheming God when you preach that junk. You're a blasphemer when you tell that Jesus didn't do what he come to do. When you preach it, Jesus didn't come to do what he done and didn't do what he come to do. You're a blasphemer. That's what the Bible says. That's what Paul was. That's what he said he was. I like what Paul said. He confessed his. He said, I was a blasphemer because I was persecuting the church. And you know, that church is preaching the grace of God before Paul got in on it. See, when Jesus come, he's full of grace and truth. And I mean, everybody's seen Jesus in his day and living in his day. They said, man, that fella's full of something we ain't got. That's the reason he could eat with sinners. He had grace to eat with them. He received sinners and he eat with them. Ain't you glad? Now this bunch around here said, bless God, out there right now, I wouldn't be caught out there, that bunch of sinners. Well, I don't blame you. I don't blame you one bit. I wouldn't want to be caught with you either. Because I'm a sinner. I sin every day. I'm not proud of it, but I sin and come short. All have sinned. But let me hurry on to the next horse, because the horse is going to run off, or you're going to run off. But I want you to look at that last part of that verse said, and they were given unto him a great sword. You say, that's the word of God. Not this one. There's more swords than one in the Bible. Now listen to this. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And behold, a low black horse, he that sat on him, had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice out of the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and a measure of barley for a penny. See, that hurt not the oil nor the wine. See, I mean, famines are here. They're having to measure it out just a little dab at a time. Buddy, listen. You think, boy, we got it made in America. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Did you know what? The crops are not doing like they used to. The bees have all died. Now you say, the bees ain't got nothing to do with it. You ought to think about it. They've got a lot to do with it. They got a lot to do. They tell me the oranges down in Florida's real small this year. Wonder why it happened. There's a little mite coming into this world, they tell me, and choked the bees to death. I've looked all this summer. I hadn't seen a honeybee in the whole summer. Didn't see one last summer. You say, preacher, well, we can do without bees. I doubt if you've got brains enough to know what a bee. You ain't got bee brains no how, most of us. You just listen to me, honey. I mean, God's a-fixing this thing. Floods everywhere. Over yonder in Poland, I mean, they tucked them in to whatever it was. What is that thing they tuck them into? NATO, whatever it is. They tuck them in, and then the Pope went over there. And then the flood came. And son, they about washed away. Now, I saw yesterday in the paper, Germany, the dikes is about to bust. About to wash Germany away. You say, well, what's wrong? Listen, God's judgment's coming. God's judgment's on us. I mean, they kill them Jews over there, and God ain't going to put up with that. You're not going to mock God. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he also reap. Kill them Jews over in Poland, more Jews killed in Poland, anywhere, and
And Germany's the one done it. And do you think that God's going to let them sit around there and their decks not bust? God is on his way. And he's going to destroy that country and this country. And we're right now having floods all over the country out west. And they say the corn ain't doing no good. And the wheat's not doing any good. Great God, can you see it? We're here. It's on us. You say, well, who are we going out at? Thessalonians. That's where I'm going out. You can go wherever you want to. I mean, oh, you say, I thought we were going out in chapter 4 of Revelation. That's the reason we ain't preaching no further than chapter 4. We got hung up in chapter 4 and got out of here. And we're living right in the middle of it. The horses tramping all over us. And son, hell's breaking out on us, and we're living right in the middle of chapter 6 and thinking, my God, we ain't going to be here. Oh, my preacher said, well, God help you. Now, I hope he'll put this on the radio, and I'll probably lose a lot of support. They'll quit feeding the young ones because I don't go with their theory. Fool him with your theory.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Not interested in your theory to start with. I'm not interested in nothing you've got to start with. You say, well, God won't take care of you. He's been doing all right so far. And I ain't trusting no church. I ain't trusting no preacher. I ain't trusting some little hair-brain out there that thinks he's got the whole world by the tail. He hadn't got. The famine's on us. Did you ever read Matthew 24? It said there'd be wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes, pestilence, and famines. Sure, they're going to be famine. Well, we've been doing so good. Well, I know, but it's over. Horses is here. I don't believe that. I don't care. I told you to start with, I don't know nothing about Revelation, but I do know when I can see a horse track. I know a horse track when I see it. I can tell when they've been somewhere. I know where they are. I can see the picture. Now this lesson, but this is something. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked and behold a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was death and hell followed him. Power was given unto him over the fourth part of the earth to kill with a sword. Did you notice what I said? Ain't going to shoot you with a sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth. I mean, listen, this horse is coming by. Old Zach got saved listening to old Hank Williams singing that song, When the Pale Horse and His Rider Go By. What will you do when Jesus ain't nigh? When the pale horse and his rider go by. Boy, there's going to come a time in this world when Jesus ain't going to be nigh. There's going to be a time in this world, son, when you ain't going to find God. There's going to be a time in this world when there won't be no spirit of God here. You're going to have a time in this world when there ain't going to be no preaching done. Because they're going to be got rid of the first one.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, if you would, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.